Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Danny Thoman, the King of North London Soul, war für einen privaten Event in Wien. Der Engländer mit der einnehmenden Stimme sollte schon längst einem großen Publikum bekannter gemacht werden. 2020 erschien die erste Platte She's Got Something About Her und in der Soul-Szene war er recht schnell ein Begriff. Ich habe ihn kurzerhand ins Studio gebeten, hier das Gespräch in Englisch. The King of North London Soul, they say. And he's with me, Danny Thoman. Hello, Danny.
Hello, Gerald. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Danny, thank you for taking the time, first of all. Let's talk about soul music. Not only London, but the whole UK has a long tradition supporting soul music, in, you know, all kinds of soul music and funk. How did you get in touch with it? Was soul music especially always part of your life somehow?
Soul music has always been part of my life. I must confess, my introduction to soul music was at the age of 3, and from my dad showing me the movie The Blues Brothers, which of course has cameos by James Brown, Aretha Franklin, and Ray Charles in it.
Yeah.
And I used to listen to the soundtrack endlessly and watch the movie. And from there, I listened to more of those artists and bought lots of compilations on CDs. Remember CDs?
I remember well, yeah.
And would listen to all the greats, and my love just grew and grew. And so it's always been a big part of my life.
Yeah.
And in London, especially, when I was a teenager, I'm looking at the wall over here. I see a picture of Amy Winehouse. You might want to call her the Queen of North London Soul. That's where she grew up as well.
I know. You mentioned the movie Blues Brothers, the legendary movie. And yes, the movie is perfect for kids, I guess. There is not only the music, but also it's a very fast movie. A lot of things happen, right?
Absolutely. A lot of car chases,
yeah,
crazy nuns, explosions. But to be honest, it was really more the music that I enjoyed.
Ah, okay. There is a story about a song of yours, which wasn't officially released, but was discovered by music programmers who selected music for big fashion companies. And then your song was quickly chosen for an in-store playlist of a very well-known fashion brand. How did it come?
Well, the story is, it's actually the song that made me, I don't want to say famous here on Superfly FM, but it's actually When the Lights Go Down. I wrote it many years ago while I was still studying at university with my friend David Albury.
Yeah.
And I put it online, I think on Bandcamp or on SoundCloud. And within 2 weeks, I got an email from a man in America saying, I represent a company, we like your song, we want to put it in our stores all around the world. Our client is Abercrombie & Fitch. And so When the Lights Go Down got played on in all the stores, not just Abercrombie & Fitch, but they also used to have a chain called Gilly Hicks.
Yes.
And I ended up going into the Gilly Hicks, which was lingerie and bikinis. And I went into the one on Regent Street in London just to hear my own song being played. And when it came on, I started singing and the security asked me to leave.
That's a story. Mm. You mentioned one name already, and I would continue with another question. When we talk about hypes and trends, people tend to talk about retro or vintage. I prefer to use the term timeless when it comes to soul music and not using the term retro or vintage. But we have some names, let's call it Duffy, let's call it Amy Winehouse, who brought a certain sound back on the agenda. Do you think that those names, and also what you do now, is important to have this term timeless music?
I think it is very, very important. I prefer to make timeless music than retro music because I believe both things exist. Mm. There are some artists, I would say, like an Amy Winehouse, like some friends of mine, such as artists on the label Big AC Records back in London, Nick Corbin, Carmi Love, you might have heard of them. Mm-hmm. What I think they're doing is trying to make a bit more timeless soul music, which is taking elements of retro sound that work and putting it with more modern influences and more modern songwriting. Whereas there are some artists, I won't name any names, who seem to want to exactly recreate a record so it sounds just like it's 1965. Mm-hmm. Ignore any kind of modern technology that might be useful and might still enhance it, because soul music, I don't think, should be kept in a box like a relic, like a historical artifact, but it should continue to grow and expand, and I tend to admire the artists who do. I like to make that kind of music. I sometimes think, should my next record sound like Motown? Should it sound like Stax? Should it sound like 1980s boogie music? In the end, it becomes a combination of everything, and it becomes something new and different because it's written from my own perspective. And so I like Timeless much more.
Yeah, because you use all you can get now. So you work analog in the studio, but also use modern techniques.
Exactly. If we were using analog in the studio, I would run out of money in one day and out of time, because, you know, digital just makes things much easier and helps things go along.
You love to play live, am I wrong, with your band, the Love Explosion Band. Do you see yourself as a performer, or are you in love with being in studio?
I am so much more of a performer. At the end of the day, it's what I enjoy the most. And I play lots and lots of gigs in all sorts of places. I mean, that's why I'm here in Austria. Anyone that will book me, that's going to pay me, I will show up and I will play. And even if there's not a big crowd, or it's a small room, or the sound isn't great, or the promoter hasn't fed us, or something like that, the moment that I'm on stage and people are dancing and cheering, I become a different person. I become the real Danny Toman. It's what I really, really love to do, because I feel invincible. I remember I once met someone, another singer, who I hadn't seen in many, many years, and he's about 7 foot tall. And I said, I'd never seen you before. I haven't seen you since that last time at that gig. And he goes, I thought you were 7 foot tall when you were on stage, he said to me. No, I wish I was 7 foot tall. But maybe on stage I am.
Yeah. You mentioned your song When the Lights Go Down, which had a history. We played it a lot and it really went well. Your current single just get into our rotation, Thursday's Child. Let's talk about this single. What's the background behind it?
I would say it's quite a departure from my usual up-tempo, fun kind of soul music. Is a bit more laid back. I think the big influence for it was Bobby Womack. Mm-hmm. Something a bit more reflective, but still gritty and funky. There's a big orchestra on it, lots of strings, lots of horns. And it's a bit more reflective about the road that I have followed to become the king of North London soul. The trials and the tribulations and the things that stood in my way. And it's about living free, but living free the hard way, rather than having your life chosen for you, or following trends, but having to be true to yourself. And I wrote this one as well with my good friend David Aubrey, who I also wrote When the Lights Go Down with.
We want to have much more music from Danny Toman, and also we would love to see you live in Vienna performing with your band The Love Explosion. So we are working on it, Danny. I can promise.
I really, really hope so, because actually the best thing about performing live is coming to new places to perform. Because I've been doing this for a while now. London is great. I can't wait to go home, because I hear it's maybe 1 or 2 centigrade higher in the temperature.
Yeah.
Maybe just because of that. But I absolutely love going to new countries to perform. Recently I was in New York City playing, which was a lot of fun. It was a brand new experience for me. And I've performed in other countries in Europe, such as Germany and Spain and the Czech Republic. But I would love to come to Austria. Mm. I know there are a lot of listeners here who'd like to see me. So if you're listening, find me a venue. Or if you're a concert promoter, get in touch. My email is easy to find. Let's make a deal. I'll bring the Love Explosion Band over. I mean, while I was here, I saw a few cool-looking music venues, but only from the outside. So let's talk.
Danny, thank you for taking the time. Have a nice trip back to UK. And next time, we see each other before the concert.
Thank you very much, Gerald. Es war ausgezeichnet.
Im Gespräch. Als Podcast zum Nachhören auf superfly.fm und auf allen gängigen Podcast-Plattformen.